This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
I'm like, do you need a security detail? I get weird letters.
Ultimately, I'd love to get fewer mails, letters. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, yep. And then the worst way someone's ever said your name? I would say that Jeff Rubin.
Let her speak.
What did Jeff Rubin say? Because it wasn't that bad.
He said America.
Yeah, that's like the most common one, and it is ultimately annoying. Yeah. And people then will use it as like a joke, which is also annoying. But I've gotten Martika, I've gotten Malika, I've gotten Mabika.
That's
I've gotten
crazy.
Barika.
Really sink into this couch, huh?
That's right. Why we're getting rid of it, I hear.
Where's it going? Lumber?
Just start the fucking episode.
Lumber.
Why doesn't Jeff wear headphones? He's the engineer.
What say I will again? Say is that, I can't hear. Yeah, I can't hear the sound effects whatsoever.
Second why? All,
these cameras, we've got two of
wait,
them.
Hold on. I have so many questions.
And I don't mind it. Oh, I really don't.
You didn't reset the cameras.
You didn't reset the cameras. He's not listening to the audio he's recording.
The headphones are right outside.
I can go get them.
Y'all, I think you probably should.
If y'all could just kind of steer the ship while I'm
Do
gone.
You want me to fix the cameras?
You're a host of the fucking pit wall. Why don't you take over? We could do, you know what we should do?
Are all the mics on even?
All the mics are on. Yeah, I'm hearing y'all.
No, you're not hearing anything.
I'm hearing all four of
He's you. Hearing us like, in the room.
Yeah, you're not hearing us in the microphone. Yeah.
Right, yes, but I'm getting levels on everything. The only thing is that
are
Casey, you're being really loud.
Like, does it sound good or bad?
Well, you need
looks
a monitor.
Like it sounds good. Who's three? That's you, Allie.
I guess so.
Yeah, say something.
All right.
No, not for levels. Like, say something awesome.
Say something awesome. I'm talking
Wait,
you.
Jeff, is your mic on? Because I can barely hear you.
My mic is on. We're getting some good-ass levels on my shit.
How can you tell if you're not?
Because I'm riding them. I'm riding the levels.
It's a
like
visual
a fucking
thing for him.
Last on, well, on the episode.
It's kind of like how some people can visualize color. He
synesthesia.
Can visual, that's it with the audio.
Jeff, got I
it.
Always thought you were like Lord.
The Lord. You
Lord
look
the
like
musician
Jesus.
Or
She's
Brian.
Like Jesus.
No, L-O-R-D-E.
Our God and Savior.
Famously has synesthesia.
I always thought you were like a little Lord.
Like someone
Lord
who owns
Farquaad.
A little bit of.
Farquaad.
Little Lord Fauntleroy.
I don't know what everyone else seems to have that Friday feeling other than me. I'm riding levels. I'm making sure the tech is not falling off the rails.
You're not, though.
You're not.
None of the cameras are set
that.
And no headphones are on your ears.
All right.
Seems as
we
though
can't
the
see
real,
Anya. We can't see Anya whatsoever.
But
so
I'm
what's this?
Good.
What are the three cameras showing right now?
We have camera, we one, have, camera one is on you and Casey.
Okay, great.
It's tilted at an angle.
Got it. Dutch style.
Camera two is all Allie everything.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So it's going to be, and there's a little bit of Anya, but it is mostly Allie. And then camera three is also Allie focused, but Anya's in it because she's kind of squirming.
Is your camera on?
My camera's on. I'm not really coming through in visual stereo. I kind of look like garbage today.
That has nothing to do with the GoPro, I think.
Yeah.
You have nothing to do with my happiness, I think. Talk amongst yourselves.
You're going to keep me off camera?
No, I'm about to adjust the cameras.
Okay.
But I need
I
y'all.
I think people should see. Maybe.
I think we should do a fucking Casey's druthers because cinematic, music, emotional.
We have Adam Conover's notes here, if anyone would like to read.
I was wondering what that just was.
All right, here we go. This is a Casey's druthers while I fix the cameras. Mm.
You know, traffic
has gotten so. Let me do my druthers, please.
Yeah, you can't.
I thought
interrupt.
We were gonna do it about Jeff.
No, this is Casey's. This is Casey's druthers. So he just talks uninterrupted.
But yours was about traffic.
Traffic
too.
Is so
yeah,
bad.
This is a different angle. He's gonna say that it's fine or something.
Well, let me get to it.
He already said it was so
traffic is bad this time of year specifically.
Interesting.
Like it's I don't know what it is about Los Angeles, but when the days get shorter.
This
angle. What is this?
Covered by a bag,
the teleprompter?
Covered by a bag, as we call it in the industry.
The traffic is bad at, like worse than usual around the sunset. And it's always, I notice in L.A., it's always between, like, Thanksgiving and, like,
the music
the
is so loud
week.
And you're so quiet.
Well, not to the listener.
I feel like I'm in a spa and you're talking in the next room about traffic.
Just trying to get my druthers out. I didn't even ask to do these druthers.
When you said sunset, you mean the street or the time of day?
Both.
Sunset.
It's awful.
It's the last place I want to be.
You guys, fuck, marry, kill. Sunrise, sunset, high noon.
Oh, interesting.
Kill high noon. Easily kill high noon. Easy.
Okay, that's fair.
It's the worst lighting. It's the hottest part of the day.
I wish I could hear what you said, but I can only hear the music.
Oh, the music is still going?
Take your headphones off.
I'm such a rule follower, I won't do it.
Kill high noon.
Yeah.
The lighting is the worst. It's the hottest part of the day.
That's correct.
Merry sunrise.
That's right. And fuck it, sunset.
Fuck it, sunset.
Fucking at sunrise is crazy.
Not You're up too late or too early.
Exactly.
That's why I would honestly kill sunrise.
I'm killing sunrise too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to be. That's like if you're awake
are you
before
high noon?
It's bad, and if you're up.
I'm gonna.
I agreed with
Casey. Fuck high noon,
sorry,
marry sunset.
You're gonna fuck at high noon.
No, I'm not fucking at high noon. It's
she's fucking high noon.
What's your favorite part of?
Basically,
the
that's what cowboys
sorry,
do.
Anya, really
cowboys are always meeting at high noon.
You're basically inside of.
It's.
Well, high noon.
Yeah,
does that make
fucking
sense?
Yeah,
high noon. Exactly right.
Casey,
it's more of a metaphor.
Thoughts on the film
Can
High
I,
Noon?
I might, yeah, see if I could get.
I haven't seen it in a while, but
sort of
good.
One of
yeah.
my faves.
Dome yeah. from.
Gosh, how we could connect on that.
That's the one where the
sunrise.
Guy is.
I feel like
he's like, there's
really...
guys coming. We got to protect the town.
And then, plus like, dome. All I remember is at the end, the woman.
There's
the
no
woman
way this is the
day.
Episode yet. This has been
yeah,
the worst.
This can't be it. This is really bad.
This can't be it, not even in an entertaining way.
I
know.
Yeah, I know.
Like, sometimes it's
know.
Bad
I
and
mean,
it's funny.
Yeah.
This has been literally zero.
This has
Anya
been Anya
zero.
Zero. Yeah. Hosted by
Tony Zero.
Tony Zero. Casey, do you have a nick?
I don't care to be associated with the worst that this program has ever been.
Right.
I don't care for that.
Try being Pyle. Try being Andrew Pyle, because every episode he's ever been on is the series called Worst Episode Ever, 1 through 6.
Which he doesn't deserve.
Can I debut a new sound for y'all?
Oh, okay.
Quietly.
Okay, here we go. Are you guys ready?
My ears are my instrument.
Okay.
They're my
that?
Livelihood.
Oh,
oh
that's
me saying, oh. What's that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's from. That's.
She just got starstruck.
Wait, is that really you?
It felt like ventriloquism.
Should we try that?
Yeah, mouth it.
Well, I don't know when he's
going to.
Well,
shouldn't it be my mouth? Because it's not supposed to come out of Casey.
Shouldn't it be my mouth?
Gives others the spotlight for once.
The hell is wrong with you?
Sorry. I just.
Are
we got
sorry?
Into a whole conversation earlier while we were like testing for the.
Yeah,
the Mario
Kart
live
stream
yeah. where
Which
you were like
will have happened weeks ago at this
yeah,
point.
Like
yeah.
4 weeks ago. And you were like, do people respect me as a boss? Mm-hmm. And we all lied to you. And
you lied
know.
To me by
well,
saying no.
Come on.
If you want to say what really question. Happened.
Yeah.
Over Slack, you asked us in a group chat if we respect you as a boss. And then
yeah,
when I
on.
Answered you, you edited what the question was.
Oh, that's
to
right.
To say goodnight.
So I said, you guys respect me as a boss. And then you said, in what way?
Yeah.
And then I edited my question to just say goodnight. And then I responded, in what way? So it was kind of
weird.
Did anybody see it not
Allie and I saw it, yeah.
We all saw it.
The
we
original
all...
question, too.
It just didn't make any sense. I was Dadaist.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you didn't see the question.
I didn't see it until it was edited, so it said, good night in what way? And I was like, what
oh,
the hell?
So this is the first you're finding out about this. That's
it's
what he asked.
The first. Yeah. You first. Guys remember the Folgers in your mug.
Has the show started?
This is it. This has been it. This will be it. There was a Casey's Druthers. There was me setting up the cameras, which at this point has become canon. Right?
That Folger song is legitimately one of the best songs of like the 80s or 90s or whenever it came out. And yeah. There's like a full commercial, like minute and a half version of the song that really sounds like a radio hit. And it was just an ad, a jingle for coffee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And let's go to our radio correspondent, Anya Kenevskaya, or rather Anya Zero. Is it good radio, or was that kind of free of what I would consider the cinema of radio?
Ultimately, I was not alive for whatever Amir's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, you were.
Can you go? Can you do Folger's
yeah,
full
you were.
Song? And
yeah,
we can hear it.
The
you
best
guys tell me.
Part of
I know the song.
Up.
I've never heard a full version
Folgers
of it.
Folger's in your
yeah. There's like
that's
a verse.
Beautiful.
Bummer
like,
about
every
that.
Day
Eris.
I wake up.
Are we going to talk about? Are we
going to
talk about the Folgers the Christmas commercial?
Well, the Folgers girl
what
died.
She died.
Manson murdered.
I woke up in a human guy.
Wait.
I'm not seeing.
What are you saying?
It's not
she
a minute and a half. It's 46
victims?
Seconds.
Yeah,
okay, 46
the,
seconds.
The
yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Longer than a.
Oh,
wait,
Manson
listen to
victims.
This, Anya. Tell me if you like this. It includes this beeping for some reason. A guy waking up.
Is this like an Amber Alert?
Yeah. Should we be
oh, yeah,
evacuating?
This is the song. Every day I wake up, pour myself a cup of that rich Folgers aroma. The best part of waking up, it's the doo-wop, doo-wop in all I do. The mountain goat aroma always coming through. Always coming through. Oh, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Now I'm right in harmony.
What year is this?
Late 80s.
It looks like the 90s. 90s.
Is this Pentatonix?
I mean, wasn't that great?
I've never seen
no,
you respond to music
that
like
that.
Awful.
You didn't like that?
I
was like
I
Pentatonix.
This
is 1998, by the way.
It's got to okay. be earlier.
There's another
what
one. This 30 second version. This is so fucked up.
It's the Carmen Sandiego. Is that who's saying Carmen Sandiego theme song?
Yeah. This sucks.
Oh, is it the same guys?
It's the same song?
It's just a 30 second version of
it's
it for the campaign.
Down.
Yeah.
Can you play. Jeff, can you play the Carmen Sandiego theme song?
And then I guess the Chili's would go right after that.
Yeah, then we could do Chili's.
These are the people
that
did the Carmen Sandiego.
And then Sullivan Otto.
The Carmen Sandiego
was.
Game show, right?
Yes.
The game show theme song.
It's like
Jeff. Here's a question.
It's not Pentatonix.
No, Pentatonix is the only.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Good transition.
Yeah. And then did it say who sang this?
What's that?
Did it say who sang this?
This is Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
The band or the acapella?
Yeah, is it the Folgers Four? Did the Folgers
you
Four
want me
sing
to turn
this?
It
who's
up?
Singing it?
I don't fucking know. It says Join Acme's music channel.
Join Acme.
In the description?
It's the South Bay Groovy System.
I'm gonna look it up.
This is really good.
I think he's right. It sounds like a South Bay
Should
Groovy
we get
System joint.
Doing this?
I can't hear you.
Jeff, here's a question.
I can't hear you.
Have you seen the Christmas Folgers commercial?
Sounds like you're pissed
are
at
you
me. It looks like you're
louder?
Pissed you're pointing.
This is getting
but
louder.
But I can't hear anything you're saying. What's that?
This is
yeah,
getting
you see,
louder.
You can see
you
doing
said,
this.
You said play this. You said play the full Carmen Sandiego theme song. That's what we're doing. This is your
I
druthers.
I didn't say that.
This might be part of your druthers. You might need to fucking...
Oh my god. Did you play this video? What computer game? I did.
I did, yeah. Did you ever watch this show, the game show? Did you find a new level to make it louder? Like did
make
you find
it
a new did you find a new loudness level?
Allie's mouth open. She's shocked.
Why is this so long?
I don't know. I've been done with this for a while, personally.
Acapella.
That's the group?
Yeah.
Acapella.
Carmen Sandiego.
I can't. There's so many things I could be doing
is this a
right
loop?
Now.
Yes. We got another minute. I don't know what else to say.
Another minute?
It's a 3-minute song. It's a radio edit. It's a radio-free edit.
love it.
You can turn it off.
He's just
silently shaking your head.
If this was a TV show theme song, it hasn't even started.
Are you playing another song underneath this?
There's a nice fade out there, I guess, but what a waste of all of our time. That was Casey's idea.
Anyways, the Folgers Christmas commercial, no one's picking up on this.
So if the Folgers theme song, when I was looking it up, was written in 84.
So before
that,
I was
maybe
alive.
That commercial.
I added this emotional soundtrack back in because this has to be still part of Casey's druthers. So wrap it up. Otherwise, that was all a waste of time.
So far, he's just said that traffic is bad.
Traffic is bad.
At sunset on sunset.
At sunset on sunset.
Where the brother comes home from...
This is from the 90s as well.
From like the Peace Corps.
Then what?
And his sister greets him.
Uh-huh.
You guys don't know the commercial I'm talking about?
I think so.
You guys should watch it. It's the Folgers Christmas commercial that was, like, really miscast. Like, they cast the brother and the sister too close in age.
Uh-huh.
So when they come home and they have this, like, emotional reunion over a cup of coffee, it's extremely sexy.
Yeah, it was romantic.
Yeah. I do have to bring up that, because you said casting. Casey has a feature-length movie that is in development.
I do have to bring this up because you said casting.
I said a lot of words, ultimately. There's a lot of different words I said. You could have brought up a lot of different things.
That's true. I just had one question about the casting process for your movie.
Uh-huh. Our audition's still open.
Is it going to be the traditional, you know, like bringing in a casting director?
Or is it mostly like personal connections? Anybody could just sort of submit?
I was going to say, is it mostly more like an Indian cast where it's like...
Excuse me? Each role
is regard to like what, you know, the tone
Slumdog
of the
Slum Dog Millionaire.
Exactly
style.
Right. The caste system of Hinduism.
Oh, a caste system.
Yeah, exactly right. What's the casting system for your movie? Is it the caste system or is it through like, you know, Jeannie McCarthy or something? McCarthy Avalera.
We're still figuring it out, but we haven't considered a caste system.
You have not considered that?
No, but. It's something to consider.
It does, because I feel like, all the rage in Hollywood right now is like, oh, diversity, you know, which is racist in a way in and of itself.
Sure.
So look at it that way.
I guess.
But if you're going to, you might as well do it like, you know, quota. Huh.
So I should have like a prince in the movie?
I really don't think he's understanding what I'm saying. Everyone else gets it.
You want to be in the movie, it seems like.
That's exactly right.
Is there a character similar to Jeff's anything?
His status in our
ethnic
company.
Ethnic ambiguity, age, long hair, mustache. Maybe I could play. I could play like a footstool to you on set.
Imagine if Casey's movie ended up kind of as a Bollywood hit.
That'd be amazing. Like RRR.
I don't even know how we would even get there because
I don't
there's no
that.
Like musical numbers
yet.
in my movie.
The song.
Yeah.
Could be.
The good thing is when you cast enough
that's a good point. Yeah,
brown people who can improvise.
Every day I wake up, you do a cappella, right?
What's that?
Did you appreciate that Folgers theme song on an a cappella level?
What's that?
That's good.
That's really good.
I did a cappella in high school.
Okay.
What was the group called?
The U.S. Males.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Sorry, can you not derail the show?
Und wir back. Und wir back. I can do German accent. I could be a footstool to you.
Oh, you're still trying to get a role in my movie?
Footstool? I'm trying to get the titular character. What's the name? The movie's called... Yeah.
I'm not going to get into the details on the movie.
Okay. You don't want to talk about it at all?
I do have a role for you. I do have a role for you.
Okay. And is it...
It's a PA to the PA.
That's what I was going to say. Is it like a personal assistant to a PA?
It's the same joke I made, but he just repeated it louder.
It's a dry... I'm a Teamster. I have to pay union fees to start being a Teamster. Hey, come on. Hey, come on. What's that?
Is he going to... As an actor, you mean?
We'll work our way there. I need to see if well first
corn muffins to the
he's
set.
He's going to be one of those PAs that pays to be on set, you know.
Right.
It's how people work their
it's
way
a,
up.
It's an unpaid internship and
no, it's well pay, it's un, paid
yeah, I'm not paying you, but you are going to have to pay me.
Right.
Casey,
but
am
it's
I still
credit.
Your producer?
But yeah, you'll get credit as assistant to the assistant.
Yeah.
I don't know. When we were at 33 Taps, you said I was going to be your assistant. On
that's because he was drunk off of beer.
Well, you're going to be a producer on the project.
Thank you.
You
have
nothing
to
worry about. No. Okay. You're a full-fledged
producer.
Does
she have to do anything
is
for
there
that?
A camera or she's on just, me?
Yeah. I switched cameras to the wrong one after you said that.
I don't know. Jeff has some experience under his belt. He was on The Neighborhood.
Nobody ever gives a shit about that.
I remember that. You were on a hoverboard.
I remember that.
He was in that Shopify commercial.
Come on.
Yeah. Well,
just you because you're Cedric in a commercial right? or you are in The Neighborhood doesn't mean you know how to be a production assistant.
You mean like literally in The Neighborhood?
No.
Yeah. Like just because you're like kind of around here.
Yeah, just because you're around.
Oh,
just
no, yeah.
You
I was not
down
on the
street
CBS
on Sunset
show.
Boulevard
I just was
across
around,
from Alfred
yeah.
Coffee.
Well, hey,
what?
Hang on about that. Someone finally doxed me because this is what Anya did. Anya texted me yesterday. I'm sorry. And then we'll get to what Ali said because she was gassing me up.
But it's going to be beeped out because I was saying where Jeff lives.
Anya said, hey, can you update your address in the gumball system for us to send you shit? When I did just say to Brad, and this is a brag, that I was like, have the brand stop sending me shit. I'll just lie.
Yeah. A humble Brad.
Come on.
Sorry.
So was that why? You just wanted to know where I live so you could dox my ass again?
Can I say something honestly?
You may not.
Didn't look gumball, but you told me that's where you live a while ago.
What is this?
It's fine.
So I know where you live.
An ambush. What is what?
I know where you live.
You live on Ingerdale Avenue.
No, you keep making Ingerdale? Up streets.
Ingerdale. Let's get back to Allie. Allie.
Oh,
you were saying that I have a ton of experience. I don't know.
No, I'm a little more neutral.
Hey.
They're all going to laugh at you. From
Amir. Amir.
Barry, Diet Coke Brothers. Oh my God. Call me Amir Zero.
Because
I'm
good.
Having a Coke Zero.
Yeah.
No, he's
that's
not.
A Diet Coke.
Call me wow. Diet Amir.
Why?
Because I'm, sort of the worst version of you.
Joke of the ep so far.
Unfortunate. Yeah.
Bond of the week is Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, you don't ask us anymore, you just decide.
Bond of the Reek.
Ooh.
Oh, boo.
Come on.
Theon.
The trash. What's that?
Theon Greyjoy.
That's Reek. Not bad.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
That's my Reek of the Week.
I like that. I like that.
Reek of the Week?
Yeah. P.U. Marika of the Jeff.
Week. Hey. Hey. Hey, what's with this whole like international referendum on fossil fuels?
Fuse.
Do you want to try again?
Take that again.
Hey, what's with this like international like sudden aversion to fossil fuels? Climate change?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm.
It's like the polar cap ice caps are melting and
yeah. Is this leading
irreversible
somewhere?
Damage, as it were?
Yeah, irreversible like Irvirk?
No, irreversible like we are hurtling towards. Dilemma slash
catastrophe.
A burning orb.
I got my face zapped by a rod nearly 2.5 hours ago. So excuse me if I say irreversible.
Like a taser?
Like a rod?
So excuse me for saying.
Like a cattle prod on my fucking eyelids, by the way.
Can you imagine if Jeff was like, I got tasered 2 hours ago? But I still showed up. You always show up flustered and we never know why. And if you got tasered, that would at least be a good excuse.
This is my eye doctor with Zac Efron.
Did he create this procedure, or is it like a procedure that everybody does and he's one of the few people that can?
The machine costs, according to Arthur, $250,000. Very Russian. The nurse, Belarusian.
Interesting.
So.
And did your doctor give you any fun tidbits about Zac?
He doesn't like to disclose who he works with or what they said or anything, but he does have kind of a wall of fame with all the celebrities he's ever worked on.
Okay, so he does respect confidentiality.
Does he know you host this podcast?
Yes,
does he know
actually,
you took a picture of the picture and said on the internet that he went to that doctor?
Here's what happened. I said, wait, what did I say? It did come up. They were like, what do you do for a living? Finally. Yeah, I've been going there for 3 years. And he was like, what do you do for a living? And I was like, I don't know. I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And he's like, what does that mean? And I was like, well, one thing I do is I host a podcast. And he was like, do people listen to it? And I was like, some. And I was like, also, I have plugged your name first and last on the show a lot because you're a really good eye doctor. And he's like, and then he demanded to know how many listeners we have, how many Instagram followers I have. So hopefully.
He demanded?
What's that?
He demanded to know?
Yeah, well, not him, but the person next to him is kind of his business manager.
So you weren't even talking to your doctor.
I was talking to him and her, Rita and Arthur, right?
Oh, very Russian. What's Arthur's last name?
Aura.
Zero.
Zero's really good. Arthur Zero.
the family grows.
They tried to get me to post to my story that I was at the eye doctor. And I was like, that's not going to move the needle for y'all at all.
Mm. No free pub.
Exactly right. So I told them that my CPI.
Yeah, you should have gotten a free zap out of it.
Yeah. My CPI was cost per eye of Lipiflow. So basically, I was like, for one eye, I'll do one post. For two eyes, I'll do, yeah.
When you sent me a screenshot of your calendar invite and it said Lipiflow, I thought you were doing some sort of like cool sculpting.
Yeah, I did too. I did too.
Liposuction.
I was like, that's his
secret. There's nothing to liposuction.
I've always wanted to know.
Don't look at me when you talk.
I just am looking for, I'm scanning everyone's eyes
to
make sure.
Yeah, we don't want you to.
No, because the issue is when you're already this shredded, jacked, and lean.
You're malnourished.
Really?
You're anemic and thin.
Yeah. Although we did see him eat 2 bags of potato chips.
Yeah, that's all I've had today, though.
Yeah, it's so often all you've had today.
It's often, because people make fun of me for having the baggy clothes, for having the thin-ass ankles.
Yep.
Nobody ever talks about the vascularity. Nobody says that, like, you can see a vein,
Yeah, we can't see that because of the baggy clothes.
Yeah, right. No. Anyway, so cool sculpting you said, I'll make an appointment.
No, don't. Linda Evangelista had a horrible experience. Do it, you guys.
I won't. I won't.
I thought hers was, like...
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Plastic surgery.
No, it was cool sculpting.
Yeah, she never recovered from that, so.
What's that?
And we're back. We're so back? Are you kidding
me? It
really
does sound like you right now saying it. It's crazy.
Well,
it is rude, and I probably said it sitting right here.
It
really sounds like it's in this room.
It really sounds like it's in this room. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Jeff, I thought you had some segments for us.
I do have some segments, yeah.
Okay.
Is this episode going to come out this year?
I don't think so.
This is a January episode.
I think it's either December 29th or whatever Friday that is, or it's the new year.
So last episode of that year or a first episode of the next year.
I'm going to say something.
But no mention of any of that stuff.
We were booked well into January.
That's what I was going to say.
Wow.
Like this could have been in the new year, but then Jeff canceled a bunch of recordings.
That's damn true. Daniel.
I feel like we already recorded a January 6th episode, or was that earlier this
That's
year?
A plan
and when
that
they're
I
hearing
have
me say
for
this last
why
year,
I'm going to DC
two years ago,
the first
actually.
Week of January. Sort of a revelation.
January 6th, like.
I remember recording an episode
that.
Of
oh,
this
Oh, it's just going to be like a celebration. It's just going to be a remembrance,
and
sort of.
Coming out
and are you
going to
look for evidence a la Lady Gaga?
I think I might wear meat a la her, but I might also take, action.
Right.
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 You're sort of pulling it from different eras.
Exactly right. So I'm going to like, kind of like smirk and smile out if I get it outside. As I walk into my house, rather. But in meat. In heat. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to steal a podium for
sure.
Hey, come on. Casey's impression of me is just goofy.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. There comes a time when it's too much.
Are we there?
are we on the line? Teeter tottering? Whatever you were about to say is what I was going to say.
What was the last audition you went on?
This weekend, I have an audition for Night Court.
Wait, you went back in time?
No, it's Night Court.
Can you believe it? They brought
now.
It back.
Night Court
After
is
the,
back.
After the 30 Rock episode, they still brought it back.
That's right.
Yeah.
The one with the
same network, too.
Night Court is what it's called.
Yeah.
It really is the name of the episode. Mm-hmm. It would be funny if your agent sent you on, like, had to make up fake auditions for you. And that's what
I'm
she's like,
to
no,
nice
Night Court,
him.
They're bringing it back.
Really?
To me, that sounds fake, but apparently it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Peacock, I believe.
It's like already out? Like on?
I think so.
Yeah. I've seen commercials.
Well, Jeff, I'm rooting for you.
Here's the thing. I just want to make a ton of money.
Sure.
Like, what's that?
Sure.
There's what's easier- that?
Sure.
There's easier ways to make a ton of money
Casey's
than acting.
Saying what's that to himself. Setting himself up for a what's that.
Well, my point is, like, these shows, like, you know, I don't want to shut up. No.
What part on Night Court? The judge?
Doctor.
A doctor? Surely. Well,
so you want to be in, like, True Detective.
I want to be in a show where the residuals are thus. Like, I did that one episode of The Neighborhood, and it paid me, I'm going to bleep this, but.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah.
In
that's
residuals?
Why you have okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense for the way you spend
like
money
a,
as a joke.
So like a day rate?
I'm gonna cut this.
Everything cool on your phone or
are we podcasting right now? Should we
You know this song. Do you know this song? You're the only person here who would know this song.
It's They just is this the remastered version?
Yeah, from 2008. Were you about to say they just remastered it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been.
It's the Replacements.
Years.
They just put out Tim.
It's the what?
That was the Replacements.
It was.
They just remastered Tim. It sounds great.
Spotify Wrapped. Let's fucking talk about it. I want to know what
you
guys.
Why did you choose that song to lead us into it?
That's that, my, your that number was my one? Number one song this
no
year.
Really?
Yeah. You know what the best fucking part of it is? It's this part. Hang on.
Wait, Jeff, you're gonna lose your mind. Do you know whose favorite band this is?
Nick. Yes, man.
You've been trying so hard.
I love this song.
That's good.
I can't believe it. I thought you liked The Grateful Dead exclusively.
You can like a lot of music.
Do you
I
like
love
Dave
the National
Matthews
Anthem.
Band?
Wait. I would love to read for you my.
Are you a Dave Matthews I'd guy? Love, you seem like a Dave Matthews.
I
guy.
Seem like a Daver?
Yeah, you seem like a Daver.
You
that
and Mike Mitchell.
Is the rudest thing anyone's, I think, ever said to me.
I'm not a Daver.
It's, yeah.
You guys are all making fun of.
I'm not making fun of anybody.
You
I'm
are?
Saying I'm not a Daver.
Jake Hurwitz, Big Daver.
Is this your number two song?
This is his version of Burning Down the House, which I do like. Because he just kind of is at an 11 out of 10.
Yeah, I bet you like that.
But I'm not a Daver. Allie?
Yeah?
Spotify Wrapped? Let's talk about it. Spotify Wrapped?
What?
Here's your bomba, char the grains. Time for ODing on soy.
That's so funny.
Yeah, can everybody airdrop me their Wrapped?
I don't fucking listen to Spotify. I don't have songs on my Spotify. I can't airdrop. I can't participate. I'm sorry.
You have, though, listened to music on Spotify this year, which means you would have
maybe
a Wrapped.
To airdrop what?
I'm a little Wrapped by this segment.
How do you airdrop?
R-A-P-T. Oops,
I'm airdropping it to you. You can cancel.
Okay.
Jeff, I already sent you mine.
Yeah, I got yours. I want everybody else's because that was a really good idea to airdrop across the room on the day to have.
I did kind of invent that.
That's what I was going to say.
No people found near
number
me.
Number four has a lot to do with you.
I can't do it.
Okay, I'm sending you mine.
Okay. Very good. Okay. And then let's get Casey's for sure and then Amir's to boot.
You're not showing up on my airdrop.
I think you might have blocked me as a contact.
Yeah.
I don't have Spotify Premium. Does that... Do I need that to have
Amir,
a Wrapped?
Amir, serious question. Not, no connotation. What generation are you, technically?
I was born in 83, so I think I'm the oldest millennial.
What's tough for me is that Casey just sent me his whole playlist of your top songs.
Isn't that what you wanted?
No, I wanted the,
he
screenshot.
Wanted the screenshot.
Yeah, it's hard because I'm talking to a bunch of, yeah, millennials.
Whoa.
Sorry. Except for you.
Except
Allie, you're Gen Z.
I'm cusp.
You're
I'm
Zillennial.
Technically a millennial, yeah.
All
but...
right, now I'll take that. I'll take everybody.
Okay, let me try this again.
At where they're
Jeff.
At.
Thank you.
Do you want my top songs or my top artists?
Fucking God.
Don't do Wait. That.
Sorry. Could you,
well, I have a hilarious
Here,
top.
I'm sending
you a link
Jeff,
to my playlist.
I'm the only one that understands you.
Allie's the only one who's understood the assignment.
That's because you guys are both Gen Z.
All right, I'm sending you my top artists. All very, very white 40-year-old.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews.
Not even.
It's funnier than that. What was it called?
The Boardwalk Empire soundtrack and then a boardwalk singing quartet.
And the people who did the Folgers commercial.
Oh, yes. That would be number one.
The Bay Area South Groove or whatever. Yeah.
My but top band is like the mono. U.S. Males.
Everyone.
Oh, my God. Well, that's why my number four is so funny.
What's fucked up is that all four of you guys. Sorry, the fifth one was me leaving room for Jesus Christ. All four of you guys didn't airdrop the same thing. And then Amir texted me the right thing, but he texted it to me. He didn't airdrop.
You're not telling us what the right thing is.
I don't fucking care.
I did it first. This was my ideas, and you said it was what
right,
I did was right.
I said it was genius.
I just texted
then
you something else.
Yeah.
It's just fuck you.
Unbelievable.
All right, here we
I
go.
I just sent you a text that says, fuck you. So, I don't know what else to
do. It's that doo-wop, doo-wop, do-all my do. The best aroma's always
that's
coming through. It should be, honestly.
Putting foam inside a mug. Folgers inside of a cup. Whipped cream inside of bean juice. That's how you char the foam.
If you could switch from rice to coffee, I think that could be a whole new album.
Roasting beans inside a home. That's how
well,
my
we still
mug's
gotta
filled
sell
with
the
foam.
Rice record first.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what about
Grace?
Yeah, and then there's the bean.
Because I'm going to bean juice. Bean juice. all I need is a light roast. Light roast. Allie, Jesus this Christ. Looks like you gamed the system.
I didn't.
Headphones back off.
Allie is so in the cultural conversation
I know.
With this.
You really are. You really have your finger on the pulse.
Yeah, I try. I'm trying.
Top artists are Taylor Swift. This is in order. Taylor Swift, Boy Genius, SZA, Chapel Roan, Phoebe Bridgers. That's just
pretty cool.
The like what everybody think is cool music.
Yeah.
It's almost, it is almost like you were like, what musicians do cool people think are cool to listen to?
And then like, I saw those on intentionally.
Basically put
you left those on overnight.
Yeah, sorry. I was actually, not even close to finished. Basically, I'm not accusing you, but I do fear that you just put cool music on repeat as you fell asleep each night.
Which is what I said
on
faster
mute.
And earlier.
Is that what you said? Because I was about to say that.
I said it first. And before you.
Yeah.
And already.
And then we'll just,
I feel like my answers are cooler than
I'm dying to hear Amir's.
I want
a lot of our listeners too. This will be new for me.
Yeah. Should we hit him with an Anya radio free radio recap show?
Yeah.
I'm free associating / disassociating. I always feel a fishbowl and a foul. I feel askew. I feel off kilter. I feel like I have vertigo of the eyes and ears when I'm here on the show behind the desk.
Yeah, we know.
Number one is Lana Del Rey for Anya.
I thought you were reading a meme. I was
like, same. Which, while I love her, I don't think is accurate, but that's fine.
Number two is crazy for you.
I know.
Number two is Johann Sebastian Bach.
I know.
So do you do work to him or,
But again, seems off.
Yeah. Number three isn't even a band. It's just like a collection of people chatting. In the present
no,
day.
It's a it's like Euro pop duo. Yeah. It's like a
modern talking. Let's say it on the same time. 3, 2, 1.
Modern and talking also.
Just modern
They're
talking.
They're German.
Yeah.
Anders.
And
Thomas.
Sorry, und. So you're a little too European for my tastes. Is that fair to say?
It's not okay.
Really?
To say at all.
That's true. That's true.
Xenophobic.
Yeah. Arachnophobic. Because there's 8 countries I don't like in Europe.
And Germany and Russia are right up there.
That's exactly wrong.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, the biggest perpetrators of evil. That's not true. Great Britain.
And ultimately,
the biggest perpetrators were... editor of this podcast, Grace Harper.
The Hells Angels. That was a really good joke.
You going to tell them about number 4?
Number 4 is U.S. Marine Band. So I don't know what that's about.
Is that really
feels
true?
Like violence.
Did I not show you this?
No.
It said, it was like... U.S. Marine Band, month most listened to, February. And I was like, oh, that's when we needed to play music in the public domain during the live stream. And I think what happened was that Jake, our overnight engineer, left the Spotify on all night. Because it somehow took the number 4 spot.
Wow.
So you don't listen to Spotify that much, or that is your
default. No, she does. You're just trying to group people in with your ass.
This is an intervention.
This is an innovation.
People that use Apple Music.
You use Apple Music?
I actually don't listen to that much music. I usually use YouTube.
That's what I was waiting for you to say.
I usually use YouTube except for when I'm listening to, I don't know if you want to get to mine already or if I'm last.
We're in the middle of Anya's. I don't know why you're trying to
dictate. We're pretty much done.
Yeah. Respect you as a boss. No,
I'm sorry. I got the names wrong. Modern Talking is Dieter Bohlen and Thomas Anders. I feel like I need to put respect on their names.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about
thank
that.
Thank God.
Again, it is important to me.
Number 5 is Fleetwood Mac.
Whatever.
You can burn your own charm.
Which, again, I don't think is right. Like, these are not my top. These aren't my top guys.
Favorite. But you do like them.
But my top songs are more accurate because it's Sunny and Cher. I think the Neil Diamond.
Top Spotify artist is
Bomba Rice, the soy like it's globby.
I completely agree with you. Mine has never felt true to me.
Charm, I saw this guy on TikTok. Excuse me, Jeff, we're talking.
Sorry about I will that. Say the adults are talking, Jeff, yep. If you could for a second.
I saw a guy on TikTok post how he still has his last FM account
right.
linked, and then he was like, they did it, not line wrong. Up.
That I believe that. However, I will say the most important part of this whole conversation is that it will have, it's airing about a month to a month and a half after yeah. everybody's done talking about their Spotify rap.
Yeah, we're already yeah. working hard on our 2024 raps.
No one is going to find this interesting at all.
A lot of
But I did think the U.S. Marine Band one was
20 minutes.
Relevant to you, Jeff. I thought you would like that, but you didn't react at all.
I don't remember that at all because that whole thing was kind of a 24-hour dissociative episode for me that sent me into a yeah. year-long spiral.
Well, mirror.
We are starting a new one right now, which is why it's fun.
I am so nervous to come in for the Mario Kart stream. 48 hours. I do think 48 hours would be really funny if there's built-in time to sleep.
Oh, my
don't
God.
Do it.
48 hours.
But it'd be so funny. I don't want to do it, but it would be so funny.
Built-in time to sleep. So not that exciting for 16
like,
of the
48. Yeah, a 48-hour stream with like an 8-hour window to
yeah,
sleep.
Just
Twice.
To pass
well,
out.
It'd be like what Katy Perry
exactly
did.
Exactly right.
What did
yeah.
she do?
She was like in a live streamed house for I don't know, I think
Katy
it was like a
Perry?
Couple days.
It was
yeah,
like
and she just
72 hours.
Yeah, that she girl, slept.
They're kind of cracking down on sleep streams.
There's no low
days,
that's too low for Katy Perry.
Yeah, they want people to be interacting with the chats, and you can't do that if you're sleeping on stream.
Have you seen the like TikTok where it's like
yeah,
it?
People
to
like it.
But create an alarm in my room or
yeah.
like
well, what the I'm fact that people were talking over you, that just then is indicative of the generational gap.
Who's they?
Like as you get older, what you have to say will be like. Come less and less important.
The government?
Amir, I have a question
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, might as well be.
If you don't
say that, say that, Casey.
If you don't
Casey
listen
said the CIA is in charge of YouTube. Sorry.
No, yeah, right.
Try saying that 10 times, Donahue.
This has been the weirdest episode. There's like multiple. It's
it
like
doesn't
not
feel
even,
like the episode started.
Yeah, it's like we're
start recording
multiple
now.
Conversations happening at the same time. That's never happened on this show.
Say that downtime too.
Full on two different people having two different conversations.
You can't do the last thing on a Friday. You just can't.
It's no. too weird. It's loopy.
Amir.
Here we go.
What are yours? Do you listen to music or are you one of those guys?
I'm telling you,
really
I don't
it?
Listen to music that much. I listen to individual songs that like, oh, I should listen to this song, but I use YouTube. Except for...
I feel like, can I guess?
Yeah.
Number one is that song, I Don't Care, I Love It.
I do like that song, but that's not number one. Number I do use number Spotify two. To listen to the Bo Burnham... Inside special.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I still think about it. And when I play it, I only listen to it on Spotify. So
what's
he's
your
my
favorite
number one
song from it.
I like a lot of songs on there, but I do like Welcome to the Internet. And I like the That's How the World Works song. And I like the That Funny Feeling, the one that he plays on guitar.
Is this, did you book this Bo Burnham cross promo stuff?
No.
That Amir's doing just kind of naturally.
Oh, no, that's
in
just
episode?
Natural what I listen to on Spotify.
Have you heard Phoebe Bridgers' cover of
Yeah, she did a cover of that song.
Do you know
I
that they're dating?
I saw that. I saw that they were dating, but I haven't heard that version.
I'll send it to you later.
Okay, cool. And then the other four are just bands that I've played slash liked, which is like Eminem, Weezer, Neutral
Eminem?
Milk Hotel. Yeah. Bunch of white dudes. Yeah.
What's your favorite Eminem song?
What I will say is that the Eminem song, what's the one, Lose Yourself?
Lose Yourself, yeah.
Never has a song been used by so many mediocre men to hype themselves up for something that doesn't matter.
Yes.
It's not mom's spaghetti. You're about to like log into like a lumberyard.
I just watched
What's that?
You're saying lumberjack?
Isn't that where he worked in 8 Mile?
Is it?
I think so.
Similar.
I'm so synchronous. Synchronicious.
Construction.
I'm so synchronicious.
Synchronous. This sucks.
He's doing an Eminem song right now.
I'm synchronicious. Rap pernicious.
I'm wrapped with your Spotify wrapped.
And then there was one that I forgot. It was Weezer, maybe Ben Folds. Like
it's got to be the Ben Folds 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the Ben Folds.
I saw
five.
Ben
it could
Folds.
Just be Ben Folds.
Really?
It could be for Amir.
I saw Ben Folds debut his symphony. He wrote a symphony and he debuted it in Cleveland. My friend's sister played the cello in it.
So sick. Awesome. Yeah.
I saw Weezer in concert on September 12th, 2001.
Jeez. Well, Ben Folds, I was just going to say.
Played?
They did not cancel their show in Oakland.
Ben Folds, that album came out on
9/11.
Yeah.
It's That's right.
All right, here we go. This
so
is
those are, that's yeah. weird for you.
There I was. My musical tastes haven't evolved since I was 18.
It's because you haven't gone out of your comfort zone musically.
I don't think they need to necessarily. I was just shocked to hear Eminem second.
I feel like Amir would like Hot to Go.
Did you know that I had pictures of Eminem in my? You didn't know. Here I'm telling you for the first time.
Marshall?
I had pictures of him taped up in my locker.
In your locker,
grade,
I was gonna say.
And I would like before class. Like I Jesus. Thought he was so cute.
Did I tell you who my first kiss was?
He was my number
was?
One. And then my dad. So. Bought me.
So you
a
love
CD
Eminem play. Too?
Not in a long time. I was like 12.
Of course.
My dad bought me a Walkman, and I asked my mom to buy me the Eminem CD.
Wow.
She didn't know what it was.
Shady.
I think it was the Marshall Mathers LP.
Cool.
And then my dad was like, "Let me try out this
Do you
Walkman.
Like
I want to know what it like the sound quality."
You just said Walkman, the, but you said you held your hands out as if you were using a walker.
And then he listened to that CD.
What's
he that? He listened to that CD and he said, "I can't listen to Eminem anymore."
Interesting. Your dad couldn't listen to Eminem.
What's that?
Thank you.
This is the segment you had planned?
There's more. There's absolutely more.
Sorry.
There's kind of a lot more. Oh, shit. Okay, we have to keep this fucking going.
what did you just see?
45 minutes.
God, I thought you looked out and
yeah,
saw like somebody like trying to like get into the studio.
All right, here we go.
We gotta go.
shit, he has a gun. Chapel Roan, you would like Chapel Roan. H-O-T-T-O-G-O. You can take me hot to go.
There's what? A dance to it.
What are the words? What is the word he's spelling?
So.
He's spelling hot to go.
Oh.
It's like taking a coffee hot to go, but like someone's going to like, yeah, sort of fuck her.
You can take
me. Who sings this?
Chapel Roan. So.
It's not for us.
Yeah. Not for me.
None of your business or mine.
All right, this is the rapid fire through Casey's. I'm just going to say this about Casey. It's one joke. Okay.
Yeah.
All of these read like names that I would use as alias. Beak. Chloe Francis. Link Ray with a W.
With a W.
Andrew
like
Valentino in the chats. All right, here we go. we got yours. We got yours. We got yours. Amir didn't have one, or he sent me one. Okay, these are all, yeah.
We just talked about it.
I just said
my five.
We do have to move on. We had to move on five.
Was Ben Folds the fifth one?
Nice. Because Ben Folds comes in five. Yeah. The Ben Folds five coming in at five.
Of course.
Here we go. This is a game I like to call medical procedure or cheating. Let's start with IUD implantation. Is that a medical procedure, or are you actually just cheating on your partner?
The episode should end right there. But if you want to have this whole segment... that's a medical procedure, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But someone else is in there.
Jeff.
Whatever, let's keep going.
The next
prostate
four.
Yeah. exam.
Yeah, it seems like we...
Medical procedure or cheating?
I'm sensing a pattern here.
That one's cheating, right?
That one's cheating.
Depends
for sure.
Depends on who's doing it.
The doctor. A doctor at a fucking...
Well, then it's cheating.
Exactly.
Well, I almost feel like... And where the location. It could be a doctor, but if you're in a motel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I would never get a prostate exam if I was in a monogamous relationship. That's not fair to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, or you're scared of what they might find?
Or of them going in.
And is that a rule that
if you like
No,
you
I don't think he's scared of them going in. I think he's scared of what's inside of there.
Yeah, he's afraid of fissures in his ass or the relationship coming
to
light.
That's a lawsuit. That's the lawsuit.
What?
Baited.
He finally got you.
I've said so much worse.
Wonderful.
Is that also you?
It's pile.
Hysteroscopy.
Hysteroscopy. Hysteroscopy.
I mostly brought this up because I didn't realize that.
Don't look at me. Don't make eye contact during this segment.
What's the chicken or the egg? Hysteria or the fact that a lot of gynecological exams and procedures
Wait,
start with hysteria?
Were you trying to say hysterectomy?
Hysteroscopy.
You're talking about the camera in the uterus. Hysterectomy is removal.
Removal, just camera. Does hysteria come from gynecological exams? And is that the etymology of hysteria, that as a thing?
Oh,
or
you're hysterical.
Are these medical procedures named after hysteria?
I bet it's like backed in through sexist ideology that's like only
Hello?
Women can be hysterical. And it's based
Hi.
On
Is that your
uterus.
Lawyer? Who the hell is that? Is that Nick?
Yeah.
Nick!
Ask him about the band.
Ask him about Replacements.
Tell You'll him, never guess ask Jeff's him about the number Bearsville one song sessions. On Spotify.
Ask him about the Bearsville.
That's another thing that's never happened before.
It was a weird episode.
Well, she is having another conversation.
It is a, we it, were it was a Replacement before. Song. Right, so I, guess yeah. I think he capped at your yeah. Spotify.
But now hardly wait. Well, no, let's hang on a second.
On the phone, who we can't even hear what they're saying.
And she had no hesitation to pick it up.
You remember Jeff, who met him last year for like a second?
Answering it.
For more than a second, what felt like an eternity.
I think this might be the worst episode ever.
No, I don't think so. I think it's.
Are you coming here?
Kyle's not on.
What?
Good point.
Nick?
Oh, I didn't because I was busy.
Busy with what? Dating him? sort of a constant
yeah, if you don't
practice,
mind, then I'll get it expensed.
Yeah.
We need just like plastic tarps to paint the studio tonight.
Does he not have a day job? How is he able to do this unpaid? She's salaried, so it's not helpful to her.
It's after 4 on a Friday, and here in Los Angeles, it's like...
What about, okay, we have to move on.
I'll text you.
General urology appointment. Is that cheating or a medical procedure?
Bye.
What's the procedure?
General urology appointment. Is that cheating or a medical procedure?
Sounds like
we're still doing this segment. I thought we were done.
Did nobody like this one? This might be a dud.
I've never seen you pull something.
What about?
I'm sorry. I took a phone call because we have to paint the studio in a little bit.
Nick is painting the studio?
He's coming to help us get stuff out.
When is that?
Who is this guy? James Bond?
I don't like that you're looking at me through. Through the tripod.
There's like a tripod here, and I'm looking directly down the barrel.
It feels like you're going to shoot me.
All right, what about having sex with someone other than your monogamous partner? Is that a medical procedure?
That's cheating.
That's cheating. Very good.
I did cut you off at the... The hysteria of it all. I do. You're onto something there for sure.
I consider
reading Radical Feminist Theory. You might like it. Might really open stuff up for you.
Might. Yeah. I took a gender studies class once.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A year or two ago.
This was a decade ago.
What'd you get?
You were 14.
I got a do not pass, but it was more like ye shall not pass.
Do not.
The teacher told you this as you were trying to get into the classroom?
It wasn't the teacher. It was like a troll, and I refused to pay the toll. And so I didn't learn much. Just
and which genders
Amir,
were you studying?
Oh.
Melting. He's melting. He cannot do this.
All right. This is a segment I like to call...
Wow. Jeopardy.
It's called Plugs. Right, let's get the fuck out of here. Let's start with Amir and let's go left to right as if I was reading a book.
Gosh. I gotta promote Segments, my new podcast on the HeadGum Network.
Not really.
Well,
sure.
Doesn't hurt. I'm also on TikTok.
Okay.
To say nothing about my Instagram account, @Amir. I posted some wedding photos the other week that are doing extremely well engagement-wise.
They didn't look like that on the day. Well, Avital did.
And then I'm also on X. I'm on Ecstasy right now, so we really have to get out of here. But my name there is Blumenfeld. So follow me.
His second. Nice. Number 2 on his Spotify rack.
Spotify rack, yeah. It goes Bo Burnham, Eminem.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Call on me? No.
Aha, uh-huh. No?
No. That's Take on Me.
Yeah.
Take.
This is Tada. What is it?
You were saying call me?
No, it's not.
Call me.
No, it's a different song.
I know what you're saying.
That's Al Green. Which one am I singing? That's Al Green. No, it's
that's da-da-da. Al Green.
Don't. Call me.
Call on me. Call on me. Da-da-da.
Call me. That's
Call
Al Green.
On me. That's a different.
I was doing Blondie.
Blondie. That's what I was gonna say.
I said
and
Blondie.
Should we have Blondies? Yeah, I feel like we never have the cookie brownies.
Listen to the pit wall.
No way. End of the season. There won't be another episode for a year.
No.
6 months.
No, we're gonna. I don't know when this episode comes out that we're recording right now, but we're gonna do an episode about the Ferrari movie sometime soon.
Really?
Can I recommend this for the episode?
Stop looking at me through the tripod.
Ford versus Ferrari, comparing those two movies.
I don't mind that at
Wow,
all.
That's really good. And you have to bring me on because I did Ford versus Ferrari.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to come
Ford
back.
Versus Ferrari. Versus...
Okay.
And is there a movie
well,
called
I'll
Ford?
Do, I'll, I'm going to do, we're going to do an episode just on Ferrari because and... we did an episode just on Ford v. Ferrari. So we'll do an episode that's Ford v. Ferrari v. Ferrari.
Yeah. And is there a movie called Ford? Because then you can do Ford v. Ford v. Ferrari.
I'll find.
There is. No, there's the Gerald Ford documentary.
And that's the one we love the most of the three.
Allie, what do you got? Plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram @AllieKahn, Letterboxd @AllieKahn. and Venmo me Ali-Khan.
Has the Venmo stuck with it?
Someone needs to make money from this, and it might as well be me.
Yeah.
Have you? Has anyone Venmoed you?
It's a lunch money fund. It's a lunch money
fund. Venmo me.
No, don't Venmo Casey.
Venmo me.
Casey's having
a Venmo me. Venmo me.
Venmo
at Casey.
Ali-Khan.
When I was looking
on Venmo.
That's looking for a new couch, I said that, and then I got a lot of really, really, really nice people sent me money for my couch.
So I need a new couch too, and I need a. What's that?
You get a couch worth of money.
I mean it. Listen, it helped. Every dollar helped.
Every dollar.
What I will say, if there's one way not to get someone to Venmo you, it's for you to say Venmo me after Ali said Venmo.
Yeah,
her.
It's kind of Ali. All right,
I'll save it for next time.
Yeah.
We should do like a Sarah McLachlan style. Like you could sponsor one of us.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Like a fucking, what is it? The As Seen on TV thing. This QVC.
Mm-hmm. In the arms.
That's it. And like a montage of all of us and all the things that we need to buy. Couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doves.
I feel like that setting won't work for me. I feel like I'll be the last on the list that people would want a Venmo.
Reflect inward, Casey.
Well, I was the last one to jump in there and be like, oh, yeah, send me money too.
Allie, what else do you have?
That's it.
Okay. Newcomers.
Oh, yeah, newcomers.
New season of Newcomers will be launching in January.
Yes.
We and both worked on that.
We should say that this new season is them watching my saved stories.
And, and reacting badly to them.
Come on.
Sense is working overtime also.
Sense is working overtime.
Sense is working overtime. Check that,
that
show out.
Honestly, 2024 ahead of them.
2024.
It might be our biggest year ever.
When is the company going to sell to an iHeartRadio, to a Spotify? Cash
Anya, do you have any plugs?
Radio Free Anya on Instagram. Follow the.lovemotel and submit your love advice questions. We are running low. The well is empty.
Wow.
And we are re-upping in January. So please, we're begging you. You all need help, I'm sure.
Can I say that?
And there's going to be a new show, live stream show coming to Twitch. Rock and Roll Radio Show hosted by me. Jeff will never be a guest, but everybody else here, more than welcome.
I'm all in on that.
Although,
one.
Now that you listen to bands other than the Grateful Dead, we have a lot to talk about.
That was never my only band.
It's a music radio show live on the HeadGum Twitch. Radio Free Anya on Instagram. I already said that. Thanks, Jeff, for having us.
I will say that if anybody didn't like medical procedure or cheating as a segment, my girlfriend came up with that. That wasn't me.
I really like your girlfriend, so now I see it differently.
That's what I knew that would happen, so I just saved
I feel it. Like. It won't be relevant to people what you're saying right now because you will have cut the segment. So,
really,
it was bad, and I had to take a phone call during it.
Yeah, but you know that means that Nick was basically on the show. It's gonna say whatever the title of this episode is, and then it's gonna say with Nick, whatever his last name is, Bond or whatever.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.